The Ministry of Education has come to the end of another school year. Though there were challenges, 2023-2024 was a good year for the Ministry of Education, especially for our students. On July 10th, 327 students graduated from the Dominica State College. Between May to July, 629 students graduated from secondary schools. This figure accounts for 89% of all our fifth form students. This is one of the highest percentages that we have seen. This could mean, we are analyzing our data, but this could mean that more students are completing secondary school, more students are meeting graduation criteria, and less students are dropping out of school. But we are continuing to analyze our data. Now, the students who do not make the graduation criteria, they do receive a certificate stating that they have completed the secondary program. And of course, we have more than 820 students entering secondary school. One of the objectives of the Ministry of Education is to ensure that 100% of the students who enter secondary school complete their program and make it to fifth form. We are also collecting our data on our students who receive scholarships from institutions and governments through the government of Dominica, those who are graduating this year, and also from our students who receive financial assistance under our GATE program, which is the government assistance for tertiary education. Also, during this summer, as we're closing up our school year, we have a number of teachers who are engaged in summer programs. We have more than 90 teachers attending the DAT CTF summer workshops, which are run by the Dominican Association of Teachers in collaboration with the Canada Teachers Federation. We have four groups of students, and this year we are offering classroom management, measurement and evaluation with online assessment, digital literacy and AI, music and theater arts. In addition to that, we have another group of students who are attending workshop organized by IT for Dominica. And this year we are looking at technology and technological thinking to engage students, technological tools for teaching, leading and learning in today's shifting digital landscape, and introducing computer program and design to students. Now, Dominica is number one in the OECS as it pertains to online learning, online assessment, and digital curriculum. So therefore, what we are doing is to ensure that we maintain this position, because as we saw a few years ago, it was COVID. We do not know what it will be next, but we are not going back to pre-COVID days. We are ensuring that we are moving forward so that we can at least be counted among those who are moving forward based on the speed at which technology is going on in this world. Now, this week, we also have 25 Ministry of Education officials who are receiving training in operation planning to support the new education sector plan that we are putting together. We believe that we had a very successful year. 2023-2024, the school year will officially end when the CXC results are released. Every year, CXC chooses a country that they move to have a program to release the results. And this year, CXC results will be officially released in Dominica. So there will be a program and a small ceremony planned for this later on in August. So generally, we had a good school year as it pertains to students' performance. That is just as it pertains to assessment. But generally, the Ministry of Education was very engaged this school year.